Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to LT Foods Q3 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to LT Foods Limited Q3 FY26 post-results earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have the management team being represented by Mr. Ashwani Kumar Arora, MD and CEO, Mr. Sachin Gupta, CFO, Ms. Monika Chawla Jaggia, Chief Corporate Development Officer. We will begin the call with the key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we will open the floor for Q&A session. I would now like to request the management to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Meet, for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome you all to our nine-month quarter three financial year 26 earnings call of LT Foods Limited. Please note that any statement made or discussed during this call, which reflects our outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. A detailed disclaimer in this regard has been included in the investor presentation that has been shared on both the stock exchanges, that is, NSE and BSE. The result documents are available on our company's website as well as stock exchanges. A transcript of this call will also be made available on the investor section of the company's website. I would like to share the key highlights of this period, that is, during nine-month financial year 26, LT Foods reported a record nine-month revenue of rupees 8,085 crores, year-on-year growth of 24%, normalized growth of 12% excluding U.S. tariff and Golden Star. The company reported an EBITDA of rupees 936 crores, that is, year-on-year growth of 20% as compared to nine-month financial year 25. During quarter three financial year 26, LT Foods achieved its highest-ever quarterly revenue of rupees 2,812 crores, that is, year-on-year growth of 23%, normalized growth of 8% excluding U.S. tariff and Golden Star. The company reported EBITDA of rupees 317 crores, that is, year-on-year growth of 20% as compared to Q3 financial year 25. The positive financial performance reflects the company's strong brand equity developed over time, disciplined brand investments, widening market penetration across segments and geographies, increased consumer preferences for LT brands, and ongoing improvements in our distribution efficiency. On the profitability front, the company reported an EBITDA margin of 11.6% in nine months, down 30 basis points from 11.9% in nine-month financial year 25, primarily due to increased brand investment, certain strategic initiatives, including digitalization initiatives. I would like to provide an update on the CVD duty concerning Ecopure Specialty Limited, a fellow subsidiary of LT Foods. A public hearing was conducted on September 16, 2025, where both the parties presented their argument before the U.S. government Department of Commerce. The final determination was earlier expected by November 17, 2025. However, due to U.S. government shutdown, the timelines have been further extended and is now expected by February 17, 2026. An update on our Basmati paddy is that at the beginning of the season, crop 2025 was expected to follow a steady production trajectory, with early estimates indicating marginal growth over last year. However, based on harvesting progress and field assessments, palm yields have fallen short of earlier projections across several major production states. The impact of yield moderation has translated into overall Basmati production being lower than the earlier estimates despite stable acreage. The decline is primarily yield-driven rather than area-led, reflecting weather-related disruptions during the sensitive crop phases. As a result, the market environment for crop 2025 indicated higher price levels. With regard to our acquisition of Hungary-based Global Green Group, the Ministry of National Economy, Hungary, has not approved the proposed acquisition on grounds of identified national, economic, and sectoral risks. Now, let me share segment-wise updates with you. The Basmati and other specialty rice business delivered a 26% year-on-year growth in nine months, normalized growth of 12%, excluding the impact of U.S. tariff and Golden Star. This segment, which contributes around 88% of the consolidated revenues, continues to deliver double-digit growth, supported by strong and deeply entrenched brand presence across geographies and sustained marketing investments driving higher brand penetration among consumers globally. The organic segment delivered a 15% year-on-year growth in the 9 months financial year 26, reflecting the rising global demand for sustained food choices and our strong presence across key international markets. The ready-to-heat and ready-to-cook segment delivered a 4% year-on-year degrowth in 9 months financial year 26. Now, let me share with you our geography-wise update. North America comprises 46% of LT Foods revenue and remains to be a key growth driver, with normalized growth of 12% excluding the impact of U.S. tariff and Golden Star. Our flagship brand Royal holds a dominant position with 60% share in the basmati rice segment. Golden Star has continued to be number one jasmine rice brand in the region. The company has undertaken sustained brand investments in the U.S., including higher media and digital spends, in-store activations, expanded shelf visibility, targeted promotions, and consumer engagement initiatives aimed at strengthening brand recall and driving conversion across core and emerging consumer cohorts. Looking ahead, we may see impact on consumer demand due to increased basmati rice prices and input costs. India contributes approximately 29% of the company's revenue and delivered a 10% year-on-year growth, reflecting strong underlying performance in the domestic market. Our brands collectively hold a 23.5% market share. In India, the household reach of Daawat has grown significantly from 45.56 lakh homes in March 2023 to 58.11 lakh homes in September 2025. As per industry research, the Indian consumer demonstrates openness to experimentation while retaining strong habitual purchasing behavior. Although 57% indicate a willingness to try new brands, nearly 84% ultimately purchase familiar or previously used brands, underscoring the critical role of brand strength and point of purchase influence in driving final consumer choice. Europe. Comprised of 60% of consolidated revenue, our progress in this region has been robust, achieving 35% year-on-year growth. The Middle East and rest of the world constitute the remaining 9% of our revenue. Of this, 35 crore is a branded revenue from Saudi Arabia. We are strengthening our presence in the region through investments in infrastructure and by building a dedicated on-ground team, including the hiring of experienced professionals in this space. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pradyumna Chaudhary from JM Financial Group Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the tariffs. Could you explain what really is happening on our front, how much of it we've been able to pass on to the end customer until now, and what would be our pricing strategy going forward, and what exactly is the situation in U.S., like with the increased tariffs and rising basmati prices, are you seeing that locals over there are shifting consumption from basmati rice to locally grown rice due to the price increase? That's the first part of the question.
Hi. You have asked the two questions. One is on the any impact on the consumption, and the second is on the duty pass on. So as far as consumption is concerned, you know, January we are seeing little bit slowdown in the mainstream, but that will be, you know, more clear in, you know, JFM, you know, because sometimes, you know, people buy before the price increase. So I think in this quarter, the things will be more clear that how it is impacting the consumption. On the duty side, as you know, you have seen in the result also, majority part of the duty we have passed on. Yeah. But, you know, having said that, you know, this year, you know, the input cost has increased. So normally we pass on to the consumer. This year we have to see how it, you know, goes, how the duty things change in the next 6 months.
All right. So most of the tariffs you're saying, like the current tariffs are 50%. So most of this currently has been passed on, is what you're saying?
That's what I said, yeah.
All right. And in terms of the consumption pattern, what are we really seeing? Are customers accepting this higher price for our basmati rice? Or are we seeing more higher exports going from Pakistan to US? Or are we seeing locals over there consuming more of locally grown rice and shifting away from basmati rice due to higher prices?
That's what I tried to answer. That, you know, in January month we have seen little bit slowdown, but you know that is not the, you know, real picture. So January, February, March, this quarter sales will give us a clear trend. You know, that's the answer.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, you mentioned that most of the tariff has been passed on, which is 50%. But if I look at the number, which is mentioned in the presentation of where 9 months data has been provided, and which indicates that there is a 26% revenue growth of basmati and 20% volume growth. So so presuming that, I mean, you know, 50% tariff, so the revenue growth should have been far higher, or am I missing something?
No, it is normalized.
So in the presentation itself, if you see now, the normalized growth, if you normalize the US tariff, and yes, because we had acquired Golden Star, this year the whole of the revenue is getting consolidated. If we normalize that, that both things, our revenue growth in this 9 months is 12%. And as regarding the tariff, the 50% tariff, this has been from the August that has been imposed. Previously, the tariff was 25% and 10%. It is in the phased manner the tariff has been increased in this 9 months, from 10, then 25, then to the 50. Currently, it is 50%. And that is also on the imports, the imported value of the goods, not on the sales value. You're getting me, na? Amit?
Sachin, I'm just trying to understand, even if I look at your H1 PPT, in that also the volume growth was 23% and 24% was the revenue growth, and excluding the Golden Star and US tariff, the normalized growth was 11%.
Correct.
So presuming, you know, there's H1 and there's not much difference between the volume growth figures of H1 and 9 months. So for this quarter, which is a full quarter where 50% tariff has been levied. So, I mean, going by that, I thought if the 50% tariff has been passed on, the number could have been higher. Only thing that I could not get is you said the tariff is on the imports, but ultimately correct. We as a LT Foods send it to our US subsidiary, correct?
Correct.
So in the consolidated, ultimately the numbers would, include tariff as well, right? Standalone, there is no, but in console, it would appear to be. I mean, just correct me if I'm going wrong anywhere.
No, you are right, Amit. But my answer to this is the tariff is on the imported value in the US, not on the sales value that we are making on the sales to the third party. You are right in that sense, the sales from India to the US, that gets eliminated. But the tariff is on the imported. So if you look at that, now, this, a 50% tariff, comes out to be 25 to 26% on the overall sales value, not the 50% increase.
Okay, okay. And how much inventory do we keep it at our US level, US company level?
So roughly, 2 to 3 months inventory. That is in warehouses. The rest is in the transit.
Okay, 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 okay. Any changes that we have done, because maybe we might have been anticipating this US trade deal to be concluded?
So the most important is to make sure that the customer service level is high. So accordingly, we make sure that inventory is maintained. Service level is topmost important.
Okay, 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 okay. And you mentioned that, the crop is lower this year. So what would be the paddy prices compared to last year? Year on year, what have been the price rise in the paddy?
So Sachin will give you exact number, but depends on variety to variety. Some varieties are, at par.
Average would be fine, just to understand the ballpark general. What will be our average?
7 to 8% will be, 8% will be consolidated pine price.
Correct, correct. So the average increase in the prices, if I take my stock levels as on December itself, the average increase in the stock levels of the paddy itself is 4.5%, 4% increase that is there.
So full year basis will be, yes.
So as Ashwini told, ki full year basis it will be on the same lines of 7 to 8% on the control data.
But buying keeps, we keep buying till March. So this quarter the buying is also very heavy. So on an average,
Okay, okay, understood, understood. Sir, on our organic business side.
But if you have a follow-up question,
sure, please sure. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Meet Jain from Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thank you. My first question is regarding the organic segment. After a very good quarters of growth, we have seen a decline in this quarter. Even after we have set up our capacity in Europe. So can you throw some light regarding what led to the decline in revenue this quarter?
This is about organic business, you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Rohan is on the line, who is the CEO of the organic business. So Rohan, can you take this question, please? Rohan?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So yes, I've heard the question. Thank you. So the capacities that we have built in Europe have been built in this year, and they would come into light in the coming years. So we've made the right investments for the future. The resources have been deployed. But the sale that you are seeing is not, I think, overall on an annual basis, if you look at, because there are some seasonalities that are always involved. The sale has been higher than the last year, which is a promising sign. So I'm not too sure where you're seeing the dip.
So for nine months, we did a revenue of 807 crores, and for base 9 months, it's around 710. I agree for you, especially 9 month basis, we have seen a growth, but for CQ, if we deduct the half yearly numbers, we are seeing a decline in revenue for this quarter.
So this is also because of the seasonality in the business, and since we have sometimes stocked the material here and switched from old crop to new crop, and that's the only situation. So there is no decline as such in the, if you look at it on the overall annual basis. We'll be back on the track when we look at the full year basis.
Okay, got it. The question is on this rice output. As you indicated, the yield was pretty lower than last year expected, which are expecting price increase. And also on the follow-up on the previous question, on the stock levels, we have seen an increase in price of 8%. So can we see these prices to move up further for the coming quarters?
and
yeah.
Farm yield and talking about the
sales price or what is the question?
As we have discussed at the stock level, we have seen an 8% increase in the price YY basis, and you also indicated that production of this year has been a little short of what we are expecting earlier. So going ahead, as we also mentioned that we will see an increase in price of basmati overall coming quarters, and on our procurement, like we earlier guided, that we do majority of procurement, almost 60-70% or more than that in this quarter. So going ahead, any procurement, can we see it at the higher prices?
Yes, so we are covering ourselves roughly 80% of that's our policy. So this year also we will cover 80%, and whatever the price in procurement has happened, the rise, that we will try to pass on to consumers. Some part of the world we will be, but some part of the world we have to, you know, evaluate how this duty impact goes away. So by quarter end we will be more clear on the margin side.
Understood. And in the last question is on the Europe part. We have seen a very strong quarter, this 55% growth in the Europe segment. So can you attribute to the, how much will be attributed to the UK business, the UK capacities and the Netherlands capacities? What can be the breakup of that?
The major growth that has happened is basically because of the UK capacity itself. The UK capacity got operational in the later part of the last year. So our growth was majorly because of the UK. Otherwise, if you normalize the things, it is in the range of 11-12%.
Okay, understood. Got it. Thank you. I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Maheshwari from Skyridge Fund Managers LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. Only two questions. Firstly, I think some time ago, the President of United States, he had posted on X regarding additional 25% tariffs on anyone doing business with Iran. Now, as LT Foods, we don't do business with Iran, but our country does do business with Iran. So was this ratified or was this more of an impulse to, you know, kind of a post from the President? Any clarity on this?
Abhishek, there is no any action on that, but we every day we all hear,
So right
things,
now it's 50% only, this additional
25%. Now it's 50%. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So secondly, the Thailand tariffs are about 19%. So is Golden Star still doing pretty okay? And will it be able to compensate for slightly moderating demand for basmati in US?
No, Jasmine Rice, the Golden Star is doing very well. That's growing. So no issue on the growth side. Only, this year also, the Jasmine Rice has gone up. So maybe little impact on the margin side. But as far as consumption growth, that is very well placed.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, do you expect that perhaps the increase in procurement price that you are seeing, the impact of that could be slightly moderated by this dollar appreciation that we are seeing vis-a-vis rupee?
Partly.
All right. I'll get back to the queue. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Mathur from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question was on the regional rice market, where you have made some recent launches and which is a significantly bigger market than our basmati rice. So they just wanted to check, what is the update on our progress in terms of our foreign regional rice, and what is our way to win that you see, given that there are a number of entrenched regional players who are strong in their respective pockets.
Regional rice, is doing very well, Dawat regional rice, and, internationally also. As far as, LT's strategy on the regional rice is that, we will be only on the premium end of the market, and not on the mass, because that's a very, margins are very competitive. So on that front, on that strategy, we are doing very well. We are well placed in e-commerce, modern trade, and you know, very key outlet. So we are optimistic on whatever the business plan we have built on the regional rice.
And so would you be able to
That's
quantify?
A good,
yes,
yeah,
I
yeah.
go ahead.
No, no, you ask your question, please.
So would you be able to quantify what is currently in terms of tonnage our sales in regional rice right now? Is it material?
Yeah, I say, I think in India we sell around 200 crores worth regional rice on annual level basis.
And in volume terms or tonnage terms?
Sachin, can you get the...
So we will...
roughly 50,000.
Roughly 50,000, and you can take the data from our IR team and we will provide you quantitative. Roughly it is 50,000 tons.
All right, so that's it for me. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Rehan Sayed from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to the team and thanks for the opportunity. Like my most of the questions have been answered, so I just left with one. Like I want to understand regarding your RTS, RTC business. So we have seen like 2.5x growth from FY21-25, yet EBITDA margin remained negative at -9%. So what scale or revenue threshold is required for this segment to break even, and thus management still feel this is a strategic growth engine? But what's your view on this?
Okay, so you know, on the margin side, you know, where it will get break even, Sachin will give you number, but as far as our RTH business, the bigger business is in USA, and as explained in the last call also, we have built up, you know, the next capacity, which is 15 million pouches, and that will be started, you know, in the next financial year. So that we have a good perspective. As far as India is concerned, ready to eat, ready to cook is a small market for us, but our Dawat Biryani kit is doing very well and growing kind of month on month 20%. So on the numbers, I think Sachin can...
As regarding the break-even, break-even from a current level, once it crosses the 400 crore mark, there will be a break-even in the EBITDA. So till that time, we will be in the investment phase and there will be the investments that will be required. And we are optimistic to achieve in the next 3 years.
What's the next? Hello?
Yes.
What is the next? Next year, you have said next year.
He's saying break even will happen by when?
So next 3 years. Next 3 years. So it will be doubling in next 3 years, what we are expecting.
Okay. Thank you. I'll jump in the queue.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Pranav Bhutra from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I had a question regarding the market share in India and Middle East, particularly in India.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but can you be a little more louder?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Little louder will be better.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask regarding the Indian market share and the Middle East, particularly on Indian market, we have lost around 300 basis point on quarter-on-quarter basis. And last year we had around 30% market share in basmati rate. So like can you just throw a bit light on that? Have we, like, is this because of the price hike or have we discontinued any product or something?
So as far as, you know, the household reach, you know, we have increased our household reach from 45 lakh to 58 lakh. So that has increased. On the market share, we are growing at a premium end of the market, losing on the on the lower price point the market share. But overall, you know, on the premium end of the market, we are growing.
Okay.
And our household, you know, is also growing.
Okay. And regarding the Middle East market, can you just give me up like exact market share? Like last year we had around.
You know, that will be, you know, that's a big market, and we have,
okay,
you know, not in terms of market share, but I can tell you in UAE we have around 10% market share in the premium end of the market. Saudi, we have started. We are getting very good response. The market is growing. So overall, Middle East, we are bullish. We are investing on that. And we wanted to grow, 20% year on year from the base we have.
Okay. That's,
and that's it. The plan is well placed. Yeah.
Okay. That's really helpful. I'll join back. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Damodaran from Acutus Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Just had two bookkeeping questions. One was on your interest costs seem to have gone up by 46% year on year. What explains that? That is one. And the second one is, can you give the 9-month numbers for growth numbers for Golden Star business for revenue and PBT?
So, Dhamodaran, as regarding the interest cost going up, so this has been basically because of the two factors that have played. Firstly, the average working capital utilization. Secondly, it is on the basis of the lease accounting which takes place. So last year itself, majorly in this part of this year, as the UK operations have started, the lease accounting, because the warehouse is on lease. So that has affected our overall interest cost and depreciation, the warehouse costing. And as regarding the Golden Star goes, the revenue growth in this 9 months is almost a 2% growth in the rupee terms that I'm talking about.
Okay, and in PBT terms, if you can say?
So the PBT terms, we have made a PBT margin of almost 7% PBT margin.
Okay, and you said there was some margin decline. Can you give that same number for last year?
Last year it was almost 8.5% last year. It declined to almost 6%. So 2.5% decline. Yes.
This is attributable primarily to jasmine rice prices increasing.
Correct. The input cost going up, so that resulted in, as Ashwinji in the initial talk talked about the jasmine input cost being increased.
Sure. Okay, thanks. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So what is our gross and net debt right now?
So our net debt is almost without, I am excluding the FDR that we have kept for the insurance claim, our net debt is almost 1180 crores.
And has there been an improvement year on year or it is same?
It has decreased from the last year. So our debt positions have decreased.
And regarding the notes to the accounts, so it is a little confusing. So we have received this 26,000 crores from the insurance company, right? But the case is still going on.
No.
Correct.
So that is 260 crores. Yes, we have received that amount. But against that, we had to give a bank guarantee. So still, it cannot be utilized. So we have given a margin against that, the amount received. So it is in the shape of FDR.
Vipulji, you know, we have won the case in the first court. Then they have gone to High Court, and High Court said, you know, we will only hear you when you will give them the money. And, you know, then they went to Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, you know, give the bank guarantee and take the money. So we have taken the money. So, but we have given the, you know, the bank guarantee against the FD, the same amount. Hopefully, you know, we will get the verdict in the coming 2-3 months from the High Court, which is pending there.
So right now we are earning interest on it, but we cannot use that money.
That's right.
So still the interest hasn't been recognized. We are not recognizing that interest in our income. So we are accruing, the amount is being accrued, but we are not recognizing it in our income.
Okay. And regarding this tariffs at US, so if I have understood you correctly, whatever you bill to your US subsidiary, 50% on that value is charged, not at the price with at which you sell to your customer. Is that the understanding correct?
Correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rajesh Agarwal from Moneyo. Please go ahead.
So my question is, was the tariff passed on smoothly, or there was resistance from the customer, or you see a slowdown?
No, 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 there is always resistance from the customer. And that's what I said, you know. We have majority pass on, so there is a big resistance. But fortunately, you know, being Basmati mainly from India.
But still, if we are able to perform this, okay, our product is good, or we have an advantage, no?
Yeah, okay. Royal is a very strong brand, very high quality brand. Yeah.
Okay. So, if there is a reduction in tariff, it's a hypothetical question, 25% or whatever, then we can easily pass on the input cost also, which has increased?
That's what our expectation is, yeah.
Okay. But you don't see any demand destruction, no?
In January, you know, there is a little bit slowdown as compared to last year, but this till March, you know, the things will be more clear. Yeah.
So, but we are billing to them now. We are sending still the goods at a higher tariff.
Okay. The business in Touchwood doing very regular business. No.
Okay. And so, any comments on the growth outlook for the next year? Okay.
The guidance we have given is, you know, the double-digit growth on the revenue side. That looks intact. On the margin side, as I said, you know, we will come to know, you know, in the next quarter.
Okay. But the crop availability won't be a problem, na? Going forward, if we can do a double-digit growth, availability of crop won't be a problem, na?
Doesn't look like, you know.
It doesn't look like. So the input prices have gone up, but availability won't be a problem.
You know, we have identified our risk and we keep evaluating. And, you know, we have a big, our farmer extension team, which work with the farmer, that, you know, how they can improve their productivity, you know, how they can overall increase their income. So we are very well connected on the farm side also. We don't see, at least, you know, in the next 10-15 year, any, so farmer is making better money with lesser, you know, the water and all these things, you know. And the state government is also promoting, because, you know, India is sitting in very heavy non-basmati stock. So state and center is promoting the farmer to grow basmati.
And are we supplying to Iran? We are not supplying to Iran.
We are not working. We are not working with Iran. Yeah.
So we won't be facing that another 25% tariff. Because if we are not supplying, then why should we
I think, you know, we have not got any antibiotics.
Understood. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Bandhan AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, firstly, in terms of your guidance for Europe, you have mentioned that the 5-year target is 100 million euros, sorry, pounds. In that regard, I mean, I wanted to understand that we are already, our revenue is above that number, right? So does this statement mean that the incremental revenue will be 100 million in 5 years?
So I don't know, Harsh, which...
What is the number that you have mentioned, Harsh, for the revenue?
16, yeah. In slide number 15, when you give a 9-month FY26 segmental breakup of India, North America, Europe and Middle East, right?
Yes.
Mix and YOY growth. So in Europe, you've commented that a 5-year target for revenue is 100 million pounds, right? But our current business itself is...
No, that is the UK. No, no. The UK is at the moment is 45 million. That is the projection for the UK, not the complete Europe. So we have separated UK and the EU, the continental Europe.
So UK, sir, would be what? 45 million euros going to 100 million basically pounds, sorry. Doubling in 5 years.
Correct, Harsh.
That is what I think. Second thing, sir, on the tariff thing, right? Now you said that we already have 2-3 months of stock in US, right? Because service levels have to be very high. And for the stocks which we send there to US, we pay 50% tariffs, right? Already, which we have. Now, in an event, let's say if the tariffs are reversed, right? So for the existing inventory which we have there, will it be a one-time knock for us?
You know, it depends, Harsh, you know, the time will tell. But, you know, as I said, you know, the consumer customer is most important.
My question is not on the demand part. My question is basically, we have paid 50% tariff, right?
Already. Yeah, so that's the risk, you know, if that depends on the competitive landscape. That is the risk, you know, we are living with.
Thirdly, interesting one thing in one of the slides in your, you know, where you kind of get all your brands, there is a new brand called Hadeel, right? And is this brand specific for Saudi Arabia market?
Yeah, this is a brand for Saudi Arabia. Mainly to the food service.
Food services. Okay. So it's basically for Horeca.
That's called Dawat Hadi. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So So it's mainly for Horeca segment, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you, Harsh.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on your domestic sales. So there are some news articles which mentions about basmati consignments which are stuck at Indian ports. And some rice millers have noted that the price drops have happened in India. And you know, Iran is a key export market. So have you seen any price declines in your basmati sales during the quarter, and do you see the slowdown in Iran exports leading to any sort of oversupply in domestic markets?
On the price side, you know, it's the other way around. You know, there is a hike in the commodity price, and as far as Iran is concerned, the data we are seeing is, you know, it's growing 11% from India to Iran. Historically, we have seen, you know, these kind of disruption in Iran, but, you know, we have not seen any impact on the demand side, because what we have seen historically, food is the last one to get impacted on this, you know, geopolitical disruption side.
So which period are you referring to for this 11% growth in Iran?
Oh. It's a
9 months later. Okay. All right. That would be it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankur Arora from Magma Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers in a difficult environment. couple of questions. Just a follow-up to one of the participants has already asked this question. How much is the gross margin on in the US number? I know you have overall gross margin of say 35-odd%, but in USA it will be more like 40-45, or it's roughly a similar range as the rest of the business?
Similar range.
Okay, so okay, just to understand it right, so you have say, 100 rupees inventory going from India to USA and you sell it say 150 rupees, that's how the 33% gross margin comes in. At 100 rupees, you got a 50 rupees duty, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the input. So your cost basically goes to 150 rupees, right? Mm-hmm. And you're selling it, now you're talking about 200 rupees now because you're passing on that 50 rupees out there. So that means your margin has gone down to 25%. Am I understanding it right? Or what is the gap in that?
So I think you can get in touch with our, you know, IR, you know, they will explain you, you know, on how it works.
Okay. So on the other side, how much of the end price of the customer gone up by in USA in terms of rice? And you would be obviously in touch with the customer. So how much is the end price increase for the customer?
So roughly 25%.
Roughly 25%. Okay. And third question on Golden Star. How much is the revenue in this quarter? Last quarter, I think, was around 350 odd crore. So is there a similar ballpark this time also?
So it is within the, as I've stated, in the 9 months, the sales in the Golden Star is 486 crores in the rupee terms. So okay. It is more or less monthly equally.
Monthly around 100 odd crore. Oh, sorry, not that much, less than that.
Correct.
And the Golden Star price also has gone up by around 20%, right? Because it will be 20% tariff from Thailand.
That's from the COGS, so maybe lesser a little bit.
Okay, yeah. On the COGS it will be lesser. Got it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to understand that. I will get back to the IR team to get some clarification on the numbers. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, you mentioned about the Hadil brand, which is a Horeca for Saudi business. And our normal branded business, you mentioned is around 35 crore of sales, which means that in this quarter, December quarter, the sale is of around 7 crores only. Is that correct?
From Saudi business, we said the branded business is around 35 crores. Mm-hmm. So
Hadil is our Horeca brand.
Yeah.
Easy thing. Hadil is our Horeca brand, and from Saudi we achieved a revenue size of 35 crores. So this means our sales is 7 crores from others. So that is not so, Amit. If you look at the overall sales in the Middle East as such, so Ashwini ji told, Hadil is a Horeca brand in the overall Middle East region. So it is not not specific to a Saudi yet itself. Oh, it is for the whole region.
So if you count only the branded revenue, so H1 was 28 crore and 9 months is 35 crore for branded revenue from Saudi.
So the branded revenue, if you talk about, it is 35 crores in this 9 months, and it was 17 crores last year.
From last year, yes, it is good. It has gone double.
Currently, it has doubled as compared to the last year.
Okay. So number, so Amit, you get a clarification later, you know.
So basically,
from a perspective. We are, investing time and on the strategy and everything for the last 1.5 years, 2 years. But now, all the things are working. So we are positive on things. On the number clarification, we can...
Summit, right on the...
I understand.
So broadly,
what I want to understand, Ashwini, is that 7 crore in a Saudi market, would it be considered as a small number for a quarter?
I think on Saudi, we started with food service and wholesale. Now, on the Dawat brand, the journey has started, the route to market and everything has been finalized. So in the coming time, you will see a change in Dawat sales here.
Okay. And for regional rice, you have said that, you know, we have around 200 crores of sales. I think the new capacity is coming in the February, a few days from now. What is the likelihood of the total revenue at full potential? Obviously, it will take a couple of years probably, but just to give you.
That facility is a packing unit. So we are building these all supply chain infrastructure to meet the future demand. But this, I think the capacity is only for, you know, will be sufficient for the next 2 years.
Okay. In terms of revenue, what it can contribute?
So roughly, I will say 200 crore more.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Harsh Shah from Bandhan AMC. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. Actually, you mentioned that the new RTH capacity in USA, right? That number in terms of volume, we can do 1.5 or 50 million pieces a year.
Hey, 15 million, Harsh, you know, pouches more.
Million.
Yeah. So that means roughly,
And sir, roughly that would mean how much of, let's say, if additional revenue at current this realization?
I can give you a ballpark number is $20 million revenue will be more, yeah.
$20 million.
Yeah.
Okay. And this, Sachin, this 486 crore Golden Star revenue for 9 months, right?
Correct.
Sir, this is for the period of 9 months or this is for the period of our consolidation?
So it is the period for, yes, you are right. It is the period for the consolidation. So consolidation period. Consolidation.
Okay. This is basically more than, I think, 5 months, right? Roughly 5 months.
So it is, so if we talk about the 9 months number, it is 658 crores.
658 crores. Okay. I was
Correct.
Confused in that. And last year, we closed FY 25 at what revenue, sir, for Golden Star?
In the dollar terms, it is around $130 million. So we closed around that dollar numbers for the full year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhishek Jaiswal, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Abhishek?
Yes.
Yes, you are on the call.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yes, Abhishek. Yes.
So, you know, I was trying to work out the price that you have been able to sort of pass on to the U.S. consumers as a result of the tariffs. And so it seems like, based on some information that was shared in the call, it seems that we have been able to pass around 18% increase in the price to the U.S. consumers. And the way I kind of came across that figure is by kind of taking away the 9 month sales of Golden Star, you know, from the 9 month total sales. Is that accurate or is there a difference?
So, you know, we will give you know, be in touch with our investors. We will give you math. But overall, you know, the business is good till time, you know, the margins are intact and all these things.
Okay, sure. And my next question, my other question is, I think that our sales in the Middle East have kind of dropped year-over-year by about 11%, 9 month figures. Any reason for that? Have we taken away any category there? Like, what's our strategy to get back the market, get back the revenue growth?
So, till time, you know, we are, the strategy is very organic. We have roughly in Middle East around 50,000 ton base, and we will build it year on year by growing 20%.
Okay, but that doesn't explain, like, why the sales went down by 11%?
So our major reduction in the sales that happened because of the private label business. Certain private label non-strategic business, which we did last year, that we purposefully didn't did it for this year. Our branded revenue sales have increased during this 9 months.
Got it, got it. So our margins overall has become better and we continue to work on that only.
Correct, correct.
Got it. All right, that is it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aman Govil, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Haji Amanji.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to allow me to ask question. First of all, congratulations to whole team for the good set number. My first question is regarding margin management. What is management strategy to improve the compressed PAT margin? We declined at most 5.6 from 6.39 YOY. Are the pressures transitory or structural?
Amanda, the pressures are very, very, we feel is temporary is because of this, all these disruptions geopolitically. The goal we have given, what advice that, on the ROCE terms, we are in the range of 20 and we wanted to move 23. And business is very well placed on a structure level. Our gross margins are very good. We are a very well diversified kind of, global presence. Business is doing very well in India, growing on the premium end of the market. So structurally, we are very well placed. So it's a, it's a kind of geopolitical risk which is happening for the last 2-3 years. But fundamentals of the business are very strong.
Right, sir. Okay. My next question, if you allow, looking to the potential fluctuation in basmati rice price, say raw material price rise, and rising input cost, will the company focus to hold the price to improve margin or pass the benefit to consumer to gain the market share?
So it depends, geography to geography. We take call accordingly where, if strategy is helping us to grow better market share, then we don't pass on. And where, we are a brand leader, we pass on. So it depends. It's a very, very strategic geographically. So we use both the strategies. It depends on geography.
Oh. All right, sir. Right, sir. Okay, understand.
Thank you.
If you comment, is TMI mein FII ने कंपनी में से अपनी मतलब पार्टिसिपेशन थोड़ा कम किया है जबकि म्यूचुअल फंड हैज इंक्रीज्ड तो इस सिलसिले में इंस्टीट्यूशनल इन्वेस्टर की भावना और एफआईआई का भरोसा बहाल करने के लिए कुछ कमेंट ऑन साइड ऑफ फ्रॉम मैनेजमेंट
श्योर सो एज आई जस्ट सेड के एलटी फूड इज वेरी वेल प्लेस्ड यू नो यू सी इन द कंज्यूमर स्पेस यू नो एलटी फूड इज ग्रोइंग बेटर देन you know, the overall competitive FMCG space. So that's the fundamental, So all fundamentals are very, very strong in terms of brands, in terms of the category growth. So we are very well placed. We are very confident that, whatever the guidance has been given to the market, so we will be there.
Okay, sir, helpful. ये financial year 26 के लिए खूब खूब मतलब आपको advance में धन्यवाद अच्छा देने के लिए.
Thank you, जी, thank you. बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. आपकी best wishes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. In the interest of time, that was our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone. On behalf of the management of LT Foods Limited, we thank you all for joining us on our post-earnings call today. We hope we have been able to address the majority of your queries. You may reach out to me or our investor relation partner, Ernst & Young, for any further queries that you may have, and they would connect with you offline. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.